Okay, so we'll continue our study here. So fast forwarding to America's involvement in the war. As you now know, there was conflict in Asia for almost 10 years prior to Pearl Harbor being attacked, and the conflict had been going on in Europe for quite some time. America, just like in World War I, was remaining neutral. The President of the United States was telling the people that I'm not going to send your boys off to a foreign war, just as Woodrow Wilson had been saying. Meanwhile, you've got the United States Pacific Fleet, which had been kept at San Diego, was moved to Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, about a year or so before this attack. And of course, historians have long asked, did Franklin Roosevelt, President of the United States, know about this attack and not do anything about it? Well, your own book says on page 843 that there were intercepted messages coming from the Japanese that an attack was coming, but they didn't know where it was going to be. Which it's up to you whether you want to believe that or not. We do know that 80% of Americans wanted to stay out of the war before Pearl Harbor because they didn't have a really good feeling at all about World War I and what we got out of that war. A lot of Americans looked at that like, well, we lost 100,000 people to casualties, and we've got people owing us money who never paid us. And now they want us to go back over there again 20 years later. However, even a year before Pearl Harbor, Franklin Roosevelt had begun rearming the United States, and we started drafting soldiers to fight in a war that we hadn't even been involved in. So it was the first time that we had drafted soldiers during a peacetime situation. Many Americans remember the Gerald Nye Committee, which had been conducted, as you see, in the 30s, where the committee found that the First World War had been pushed, not surprisingly, by the people who would make money off of it and the people who could sell weapons. They had pushed President Woodrow Wilson into having us fight in that war. And when Gerald Nye brought these people before the committee, they openly admitted, yeah, we made all kinds of money, we made millions of dollars, and we didn't know that was against the law, which of course it's not. The problem is, if you want to involve an entire nation in war and cause untold casualties and fatal casualties just to make a profit, it certainly doesn't do very good for your public relations. So anyhow, the United States was involved in several neutrality acts, as you see, went for about 3 years there. The idea was to try to keep us neutral in the war, but at the same time allow us to ship arms and weapons and loan money to our allies, just like we had done in World War I prior to our actual involvement. So yeah, you see a tremendous repetition of history between the First and the Second World Wars.